Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message. Thank you for calling Rocky Mountain Goods, the best place in town for all your camping equipment and outdoor clothing. Unfortunately, the store is closed right now. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Our customers will be pleased to know that due to surplus stock of tents and sleeping bags, our summer sale has been extended by an additional 2 weeks. If you plan to visit our store, however, please note that our parking lot is closed for resurfacing, so you will need to park elsewhere. We apologize for the inconvenience. Number 71. What does the store most likely sell? Number 72. What does the speaker say has been extended? Number 73. Why does the speaker apologize? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
If you've ever lost an important electronic file, then you want to make sure it never happens again. ByteBank by Inatech Industries can help guarantee that your data stays safe and accessible whether you're at the office, at home, or even on vacation. With ByteBank, you can simply upload any file to our online storage cloud and then view it from any device with an internet connection. And if you ever have any issues, you can contact our 24/7 customer service team, which recently won the National Better Service Award. Would you like to give ByteBank a try before paying full price? For a limited time, you can receive half off your first 3 months of service.
Number 74. What is being advertised? Number 75. What has the business received an award for? Number 76. What offer does the speaker mention? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out to the final night of the Gatlinburg Music Festival. I really enjoyed planning it again this year. Now, as you're all aware, this town has always been famous for being the home of some of the best country and folk guitarists and singers. But this fall, we'll experience something new and exciting, as well as a little different. I've just finished making arrangements with electronic musician and DJ Enrique Marquez, who's agreed to perform at our very own Mulch Theater on April 4th. Yes, that Enrique Marquez. It's guaranteed to be a great time and a memorable evening, so make sure you reserve your tickets early.
Number 77. Who is the speaker? Number 78. According to the speaker, what is Gatlinburg most known for? Number 79. What does the speaker say?
Yes, that Enrique Marquez.
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast. Good evening, I'm Randall Richards, and tonight's main story is about a new service provided by the City Library that should help local residents. Community readers always worry about forgetting the due dates of their books and videos. Well, now, a new service has been introduced by the library that will send an automated text message to users to remind them of an approaching return date. The message will tell you the materials you need to return and by when. No more returning your books, hoping they aren't already late. I'll give it a try, too. Number 80. What is the main topic of the broadcast? Number 81. What will the listeners now be able to do? Number 82. Why does the speaker say, "I'll give it a try too"? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
There's one last thing. Please remember that March will be our company's fitness month. I know we've been busy lately, but the company wants everyone to make their health a priority. That's why we'll be dedicating 4 hours a week of office time to healthy activities. Since eating right is also an important part of fitness, local chef Miranda Tucker will be giving weekly cooking demonstrations that will teach us how to prepare simple, nutritious, and delicious meals. So, if any of you would like to attend her classes or any of our other planned activities, sign up on this sheet that I'll pass around.
Number 83. What is the speaker mainly talking about? Number 84. Who is Miranda Tucker? Number 85. What will the speaker do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome back to this episode of Business Insider. Today we'll be discussing how small businesses can expand their online presence and boost website sales. A successful small business can't just be a local corner shop nowadays, so it's crucial to learn how to use the internet to reach as many customers as possible. Joining us later will be Ashley Reynolds, an expert in business web design and the keynote speaker at this year's BizTech conference. She'll talk about how your business can utilize effective search algorithms to really stand out online. And if you like what you learned today, be sure to tune in again tomorrow as we continue discussing another aspect of modern business, social media advertising.
Number 86. What is the topic of today's program? Number 87. According to the speaker, what did Ashley Reynolds recently do? Number 88. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Evelyn calling from Anfield Home Designs. I received your message regarding the changes you want to make to the bedroom and living room designs I sent to you. It should be possible to change the dining table to the solid oak one you selected, but it's just a little higher in price. You also mentioned that you wanted to swap the sofa and chair set for the more expensive leather ones, but we can't stretch that far. Finally, regarding the carpet that you want to change, please take a look at the samples that I have sent to you by courier. I'm sure you'll find a color you like.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"We can't stretch that far"?
Number 91. What has the speaker sent to the listener? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. Sorry to call this quick meeting, but I just found out that our major shareholders will be visiting the lab this Thursday for a tour. They're very interested in how we make our new fast-acting headache medicine, since they expect it will make the company a lot of money. When they arrive on Thursday, I will guide them through our facility. I know you're all busy, but on that day, please postpone your other projects and make sure you're working on this specific medicine when we stop by your section. After they see how it's made, you can resume your other tasks. Number 92. What type of business does the speaker work for? Number 93. What will happen on Thursday? Number 94. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and deli counter.
Good afternoon, Rexmart shoppers. In honor of the national holiday, we're offering huge sales on a variety of summer goods today. Most deals can be found in our flyer, but we're also announcing new savings every hour until 7 p.m., when we'll close early for the holiday. For instance, just now, we've started a special deal at our deli for 10% off on all meats. The counters are fully stocked with everything you might need for a nice barbecue, sausages, steaks, chicken, and even fresh fish. And until the end of the hour, the sausages will be an additional 15% off. You really don't want to miss a sale like this.
Number 95. What is the store celebrating? Number 96. When will the event end? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which deli counter contains items with an additional discount? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and inspection report.
Hello, this is Ron Pert from the Redwood, the small diner on Terrace Avenue. You stopped by yesterday to do a routine health inspection of our restaurant. I'm leaving this message because I'm scanning over the ticket and it seems incomplete. It looks to me that we passed everything on the top half of the sheet, but toward the bottom, there's nothing that indicates why we failed the inspection. What exactly is wrong with our refrigeration? I'd really like to know as quickly as possible so I can fix it. I'm concerned because a new burger franchise opened in town and we'll lose a lot of business to it if we don't open again soon.
Number 98. Where does the speaker work? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which section of the report does the speaker ask about? Number 100. What does the speaker say he is concerned about?